To discuss that topic now as well and ask why the police didn't intervene when pro-Palestine messages were beamed onto the Elizabeth Tower, which of course is the home of Big Ben. And joining me now to discuss this is the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett, who always gives expert and apolitical analysis. Stephen, welcome to the show. So, Stephen, we've heard in the last hour that number 10 has fallen in line with GB News and is saying the police should have stopped these images being projected on there. They should have intervened. They brought shame to the nation. I'm asking you, in a legal framework, was projecting those images onto Big Ben a legal offence? Do the police have the powers to enforce the removal of it? Yes or no?
Well, it's good to see that the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is in fierce agreement with Suella Braverman on this issue, because when she was Home Secretary, she called out this phrase. And I don't think we should talk about the specific case, because that can get very tricky. But we can talk hypothetically about projecting this phrase onto buildings or even chanting this phrase in the street. The act of projecting it onto a building is almost certainly a planning offence, if it's nothing else. But this phrase, if we need to analyse it. Okay? The claim that is being made by the Metropolitan Police is that it's a perfectly innocent phrase. Now, I'm not sure that that stands up to any scrutiny. You know, it means it's from the river Jordan, to the sea, the Mediterranean, Palestine will be free. Well, that's calling for the cancellation of Israel. And that does strike me as quite an offensive thing to do. It's ambiguous as to what happens to all of the current Jewish occupants of that land, but the implication is potentially genocidal. I would like to get some legal clarity on this and have an actual court look at it. But the block to gaining that legal clarity is the Metropolitan Police. And we really need to, I've called them the great do-nothings, because on this issue they do seem to be performatively powerless and doing as little as they possibly can. Now, I've talked to serving officers, and this attitude is not at the operational level. What is happening is that the very senior levels, which must be the commissioner and must be the mayor of London, it must be, are blocking these decisions. But they are using their discretion to block any legal clarity on whether or not this phrase is illegal. There's a potential that it is. And are the Met abusing their discretion? Are they? And I think that we're at the stage now where we have to ask, are the Met abusing their discretion to block this going before a judge?
Okay, Steve, let me add some more stuff. There are laws, you're right. The unauthorised projections on parliamentary buildings laws were brought in 2016 after a number of commercial enterprises had beamed products onto parliamentary buildings. So you're right, you do need permission, and that wasn't granted. But on the night itself, Stephen, I was there and I spoke with officers in person. I think we have footage now. And I said to the officers, this is an offence, is it or not? And they said, yes, it is. There's the projector you can see on screen. It's a tiny device, Stephen, and there were no police anywhere near it with any interest whatsoever in stopping it. And you're right to point out the specific nature of the message itself causes great offence. Stephen, this has been beamed around the world, bringing great shame on the UK. And surely to that mob outside Parliament at that time, the context matters. The aggravating factor surely is an issue, Stephen.
It must be. And it's nice to hear that a serving officer is in agreement with the Prime Minister and a former Home Secretary and with me that this phrase is potentially an offence. It must be terribly distressing to British Jews. You know, it just must be. And I can't think of another group to whom we would allow this level of distress to happen. I mean, in the world of identity politics, you know, I belong to the little bisexual box. I cannot imagine anybody tolerating this level of abuse at bisexuals. I simply can't imagine that people would be permitted to be this abusive. And we know that people are being intimidated because the Speaker of the House of Commons said that MPs are being intimidated. So there is an intimidatory atmosphere going in. There is a threatening atmosphere going on. I think, and I've written on this, I think that potentially reaches the level of serious disorder, and that the Met should use their powers to stop these protests. The Metropolitan Police, once again, are performatively powerless and deny that they have powers. It's absolutely ridiculous, Martin. If it came to you or I, the police would suddenly discover a whole big bag of laws that they've got to do things, yeah. and yet in certain instances they are apparently unable to act. And as you know,
Stephen, I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Loads to talk about. We'll continue this conversation in the next hour.